My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. As this program evolves week by week, you will become aware of the divine truth that you are one with all life. And in case you have forgotten, you'll be reminded that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as the human ego. You are a beloved and powerful child of God. Today we're going to discuss our ability to co-create abundance in our lives. This is a vitally important time on this planet. In response to the invocations of literally millions of lightworkers all over the world, the light of God is now increasing on Earth, and it is entering the core of purity that pulsates in every electron of poverty consciousness and every electron of energy that is based in greed, corruption, selfishness, and the abuse of power. As the light of God enters the core of purity, it activates the divine potential of infinite abundance, which has been dormant since humanity's fall from grace eons ago. When humanity's birthright of abundance is activated, it pushes to the surface every frequency of vibration that conflicts with God's abundance. These human miscreations are now surfacing in our daily lives to be transmuted back into light. From outer world appearances, it looks like we're heading for a global economic collapse. It's true that financial systems and institutions that are based in greed and other corrupt practices are being turned upside down. These institutions are doomed to failure, and this purification process will wreak havoc in the lives of those who insist on continuing these obsolete behavior patterns. This old paradigm conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and it cannot and will not be sustained. It's very important for people to know that it is not the divine intent of our Father, Mother, God for this cleansing process to take awakened humanity down the tubes financially. On the contrary, we've been given incredible tools to assist us with transmuting poverty consciousness. These tools are a sacred gift, specifically designed to help each of us release the past and establish new patterns of prosperity consciousness that will quickly open us up to the flow of God's infinite abundance. This sacred knowledge is flowing through every open door, and it is readily available to anyone who's willing to lift up in consciousness and accept his or her reality as a beloved child of God. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about this cleansing process, and we're going to utilize some of the powerful tools the Company of Heaven has given to humanity. These tools from on high are being revealed in order to assist us in alleviating the pain and suffering that can potentially occur through this necessary facet of the unfolding divine plan. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we'll work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000 fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God reality. And also, this is happening through the intervention of the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and that you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. As you do, ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person on the planet. The power and might of this transfiguring divine love from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of human miscreation into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. In truth, abundance is our divine birthright, and it is time for us to reclaim our God-given heritage of prosperity. It seems as though we have reached into the depths of lack and limitation on this planet. People are beginning to believe that America and the world are in a state of economic collapse. This is a very unique time on this planet, and often people are feeling confused and frightened. Through the advancement of modern technology, we have instant global communication. So we're constantly being informed of the extreme imbalances appearing on the screen of life all over the world. We see lack and limitation manifesting everywhere. We see hunger, homelessness, and all manner of poverty. We hear dire reports of economic failure, such as the demise of the housing market and the fall of the stock market. The terms foreclosure, bankruptcy, and recession are now household words. Companies are going out of business on a daily basis, and the job rate is becoming less and less on this planet. There is a prevailing sense of uncertainty, and fear is running through all economic circles and the general public as well. This sense of fear and confusion is creating a consciousness of panic that causes people to cast caution to the wind, and the insidious influence of greed and selfishness tightens its paralyzing grip. When that occurs, integrity and social conscience are swept away. The environment is ignored, and the well-being of humanity and the earth herself are jeopardized in pursuit of the almighty dollar. From outer appearances, it looks as if the economy is going to hell in a handbasket. But that is not the truth. In actuality, the negative patterns of poverty, greed, corruption, selfishness, etc., are being pushed to the surface by the increasing influx of God's light. The divine intent is to create a catalyst that will help shift humanity's consciousness and motivate people into action. It seems as though we use pain as our greatest motivator. So as we experience the full brunt of poverty, either personally or by observing the plight of others, millions of people around the world are being inspired to invoke the light of God to transmute and heal the maladies of poverty, lack, and limitation. As this awakening involves humanity's light, it is time for us to invoke this aspect of our divinity and project it into the physical world of form. As humanity invokes light into the dire situations surfacing in people's lives, we will clear the way for prosperity consciousness to be rebirthed in the hearts and minds of these people. Just envision that we are standing on the threshold of an economic explosion that will do much to solve the seemingly insurmountable problems of poverty and ease the tensions throughout the world. This concept is not just a fantasy. It is part of a divine plan that is being orchestrated by our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven as they work in harmony and unison with awakening humanity. This plan has been gradually unfolding for millennia. The purging that is taking place now throughout the economic world is a necessary and critical part of the planetary transformation that is now at hand. For eons of time, the monetary system of the world has been abused. Instead of the natural exchange of give and take, based on the divine principle of always working toward the highest good for all concerned, the wealth of the world has been used by the elite few to manipulate, dominate, oppress, and control the multitudes. Money has been such a source of pain and suffering throughout history that religious orders in both Eastern and Western cultures considered money itself to be innately evil. They thereby denounced it and actually took vows of poverty. This action gave the spiritual aspirants of the world the message that somehow poverty was a virtue. Interestingly, this belief system perpetuated the schism between the haves and the have-nots. It also created a phenomenon that intensified the abuse of money. The people who were truly seeking greater levels of truth to improve the quality of life on the planet, and those who were genuinely striving toward spiritual growth and self-mastery, were being taught by the world religion that money was evil and should not be acquired. That belief left the money in the hands of those who were not pursuing the highest good for all, but rather pursuing the self-indulgent gratification of greed and power. Because of the abuse of money, we have experienced poverty and lack and limitation to the point where it has actually become the order of the day on planet Earth. We probably all have etheric records and memories of times when we either abused our wealth or when others used their wealth to abuse us. These etheric records vibrate at a subconscious level, but they can be very effective at repelling money away from us. In either case, whether we were the abused or the abuser, or on occasion both, the message was that money was a source of pain. It is very hard to get past that subconscious block and allow money into our lives when we keep associating money with pain. This is truly a cosmic moment on Earth, a moment being referred to as the dawn of the permanent golden age. In this dawning age, it has been decreed by divine fiat that heaven shall manifest on Earth. As you can well imagine, poverty, homelessness, lack, and limitation do not exist in the heavenly realms. Consequently, that means that they will not exist on Earth either, when the transformation of this planet is complete. But what we must realize is that those maladies are not going to be eliminated because someone waves a wand and magically makes them disappear. They are going to be eliminated because you and I and every other person evolving on Earth learns to apply the laws of prosperity accurately and effectively in our lives, thus opening to the flow of God's abundance and manifesting and creating abundance in our lives. At any given moment, our environment is reflecting a sum total of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. The world at large is a reflection of humanity's consciousness. The remaining negative experiences of lack and limitation occurring in our personal lives and in the global economy are not the result of God punishing us for our past abuse of money, as some are indicating. It is merely our own energy returning to us to allow us to experience the results of our actions. At this critical time of change, if there is any area in our lives in which we are not reaching our highest potential, it is being pushed to the surface in such a way that we don't have any choice but to face it and deal with it. We are no longer being allowed by our I Am presence to stuff or deny our problems. Needless to say, poverty is a problem, and it is surfacing in the lives of those whose thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are based in poverty consciousness. As long as we are comfortable, we're willing to stagnate forever. But when we experience a real crisis in our lives, we frantically try to alleviate it. We strayed from the original divine plan, as far as money goes, but we are now clearing up our past mistakes and getting back on track. The imbalance and failure of our economic system is being brought to our awareness through the media so that we can clearly see the error of our ways of greed and selfishness. Through greater insight and understanding, we will then create an economic system that reflects a reverence for all life and the highest good for all concerned. Abundance is actually our natural state of being. The supply of the universe is limitless. When the earth was created, God provided humanity with everything we needed to abide in this verdant paradise of splendor, including the knowledge and wisdom to sustain a life of prosperity and abundance. It was only when we began to use our gift of free will to express thoughts and feelings that reflected a consciousness of less than prosperity that we began to experience lack and limitation. We must remember that our thoughts are creative. Whatever we put our attention and energy into, whatever we think and feel, we bring into form. When humanity began to express thoughts and feelings of fear and lack, these discordant vibrations began to reflect on the atomic substance of physical matter. Then, instead of the continual manifestation of the God supply of all good things, we began to experience extreme imbalances and impoverishment. The elemental kingdom, which always reflects humanity's consciousness, began to show signs of decay and degeneration. Floods, famines, droughts, pestilence became the order of the day, much as we are experiencing even at this time. The people evolving on Earth observed the changes taking place, and they became more fearful and confused. This negative state of consciousness perpetuated even greater degrees of lack and limitation. Thus, over eons of time, humanity created a building momentum of poverty consciousness. We became deeply entrenched in the discordant thought forms of limitation. We observed the indigence of the outer world and accepted it as our natural state of being. We forgot that we are co-creators in our earthly experience. We lost the awareness that the things occurring in our lives are merely a reflection of our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. Instead, we looked at the world and tried to justify poverty by proclaiming it to be, of all things, God's will. We felt victimized and tried to outsmart our so-called lot in life. We became conniving and deceitful. We believed that the only way we could have enough was to take things away from others. This attitude became the basis for war, crime, corruption, greed, and selfishness. The momentum of poverty consciousness increased throughout the ages, and day by day, we methodically sank into our present level of degradation. If we will objectively observe the negative things occurring in the world, we will see that almost every single destructive expression of life, in some way, is reflecting a belief in lack and limitation, and also reflecting the actions of greed and selfishness that naturally accompany that belief system. This material spiral into oblivion is now coming to an end. It is critical for the survival of the planet that we stop our distorted acceptance of poverty and begin clearly and effectively developing a consciousness of prosperity. Poverty is in absolute opposition to the divine plan for the earth and all humanity. Poverty cannot exist in the presence of life, and the earth is destined to be a planet of life. So now we must open up to the flow of God's abundance. There are millions of souls now evolving on earth who are awakening to the inner knowledge that recorded deep within their cellular memories is the understanding of the laws of prosperity. These souls know through every fiber of their being that God is their supply, and they know that that supply is limitless. Yet their life experiences often still reflect signs of lack and limitation. This paradox confirms the fact that even the illumined souls on earth who have the intellectual knowledge and wisdom of the laws of prosperity still have powerful etheric records and memories based in poverty consciousness that repel money away from them. Because of the need for money in our everyday lives just for survival, we have developed a concern and a tremendous fear about it that often forms a block that prevents money from flowing into our lives. One of the most difficult things to truly believe and accept is that the supply of the universe is limitless and everything we need already exists. What we have to do is apply the natural laws that govern the abundant supply of the universe and open up to that flow of abundance. In order to attain financial freedom, the first thing we must do is clear our relationship with money. We need to eliminate fear and realize that money is a source of energy, period. It is not some awesome entity that comes into our lives to wield its power over us and to rule our destiny. It is only because of our fear that we have allowed money to have that kind of control over us. A great deal of the fear and confusion we have about money comes from our childhood programming, misunderstandings, and religious dogma. It also comes from feelings of low self-esteem and unworthiness. One of the most erroneous concepts we have is the belief that somehow it is spiritual or part of our divine plan to suffer and be poor. On the contrary, to say that poverty and lack are the will of God is actually blasphemous. Since not one electron of energy is sent forth from God that is less than perfect, it follows that poverty, which is most certainly less than perfect, has to be part of our own human miscreation. Therefore, poverty is certainly not the will of God. And since it is a form of misqualified energy, it could actually be considered in religious terms as a sin. Poverty is a vice. Poverty leads to all manner of crime, family problems, drug and alcohol abuse, tension, stress, high blood pressure, worry, and numerous other physical and mental problems. There is nothing righteous or virtuous about it. So first and foremost, we must accept that poverty is not a virtue. Acceptance of that truth will help us let go of all of the previous programming that has made us feel guilty about attaining prosperity. The next thing we need to look at is our self-image, often the feelings of unworthiness, which we usually take on at a very early age, convince us that we don't deserve to have the good things in life. We usually have difficulty imagining ourselves financially prosperous or imagining ourselves in the most wonderful circumstances possible. Somehow we just don't feel worthy of limitless abundance. I want to state emphatically that such a belief is a lie. It is a misqualification of pure energy. We need to get in touch with those feelings, recognizing them for what they are, and letting them go. We must begin loving ourselves, appreciating our uniqueness, recognizing our gifts and talents, and accepting that we each have a special skill that we can offer this planet, and the time for us to start using our talents and our gifts to add to the light of the world is now. We should love ourselves enough to give ourselves what we truly deserve, which is the very best. We can do a lot more good and help many more people if we have money than we can if we're poor. Money doesn't have to be an instrument of selfishness and greed. Instead, it can be a tool to expand our love and the light of the world, to add to our gifts and what we are able to contribute to the rest of the world. Since we usually use pain as our motivator, it is during our failures and our miserable periods that we develop the incentive to look for a better way and finally become willing to apply the natural laws of prosperity. From all outer appearances at this moment, I think we are miserable enough. Let's apply the laws of prosperity now and draw the limitless abundance of God into our lives. Now that we've identified some of the reasons we may have chosen to hold ourselves in a state of financial limitation, we can let go of those concepts of negative thinking and begin developing a consciousness of prosperity. We can invoke the violet flame of infinite transmutation and ask our I Am presence to transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling from any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that we have ever released that is pulsating with poverty consciousness. And then begin using our thoughts and feelings to energize our prosperity. Prosperity thinking basically gives us the power to make our dreams come true, whether those dreams are concerned with increased wealth, better health, a happier personal life, more education, career success, a deeper spiritual life, or anything else that our heart desires. We are prosperous to the degree that we are experiencing peace, health, and plenty in our world. Failure is due to failure thinking. James Allen said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is." He also said that through his thoughts, man holds the key to every situation and contains within himself that transforming, regenerative agency by which he may make of himself what he wills. This is an extremely powerful statement. The laws that govern prosperity are just as sure and workable as the laws that govern mathematics, music, physics, and every other field of science. Every single thing existing in the universe is composed of electronic light substance. There are two activities of this electronic substance. One is radiation, which means projecting forth or sending out. And the other is magnetization, which means pulling back or drawing in. Familiar phrases used to describe these two activities of the laws of physics are giving and receiving, cause and effect, action and reaction, sowing and reaping, supply and demand, and the in-breath and out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. This concept is in actuality what we know as the law of the circle, or the law of attraction. The basic law of prosperity is identical. What we radiate out through our thoughts, feelings, mental pictures, words, and actions, we magnetize into our lives and affairs. If we are sending out thoughts and feelings of lack and limitation, bogged down with memories of unpleasant failure experiences and worry, or concern over not being able to pay our bills, or the fear that we won't have enough money to purchase our bodily needs, that misqualified energy, charged with the vibration of poverty, is what we will be drawing back into our lives and manifesting as our life experiences. It is up to us to now dare to radiate outward through our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions what we really want to experience in our lives, rather than to dwell on what we're afraid of and what we don't want to experience. These negative conditions in our lives can change as quickly as we change our thinking about them. We've all heard the expression, money begets money. That is true because people who have money have developed true prosperity consciousness. They accept prosperity, they feel prosperous, and they send out thoughts of prosperity, and they continually draw success and prosperity into their lives. Now, I know it's a whole lot easier to think and feel prosperous when we have money than it is when we don't, but the important thing is that it is possible, and it is something that we must do if we're going to attract prosperity into our lives. Every time we send money out, whether it's to buy groceries or to pay a bill, for entertainment, or whatever, we should bless it with gratitude for the service that it is providing to us, and let it go freely, knowing that it is a source of energy, and like all energy, if we don't block it, it will go out, expand, and return to us for more service. If we send forth our money grudgingly, bemoaning the high cost of living, fearing that we won't have enough to cover our expenses, hating to spend it on the necessities of life, we will automatically block the flow of God's abundance from pouring into our lives. Now, this does not mean going out and charging things and spending money that we don't have, but it does mean recognizing money as a source of energy that is providing a service to us that we should accept with gratitude and appreciation. It is important for us to take our attention off of poverty and to be deliberate about wealth. Our thought forms are magnetic. Through persistence, confidence, and acceptance, we can draw the God supply of all good things into our lives. Through the steps of creative visualization, we can set our goal of prosperity and begin developing true prosperity consciousness. Imagine that you've just won $1 million lottery. In your heart, feel the elation and buoyancy of prosperity. Experience that feeling of success at a deep level. Now visualize all of the positive things that you would do with that money. Visualize yourself going to the bank and depositing it in your checking account. See yourself joyously paying off all of your debts. Absorb that feeling of freedom. Visualize yourself now buying the things you have wanted and needed. See yourself helping your friends and loved ones who need assistance. Visualize yourself now as you invest your money wisely so that it will grow and expand and continue to serve you for the rest of your life. See yourself contributing generous amounts of money to charities, organizations, and causes that you want to support, that you know are improving the quality of life on earth. Experience happiness and a sense of fulfillment as you use your money, not only to add to the joy of your own life, but to improve life for others on the planet as well. Even though you may not win a $1 million lottery, it is the feeling of success and abundance that creates the magnetic force field around you. You must generate this in order to create a magnetic force field to draw prosperity in your life through natural means. Hold on to that feeling of buoyancy and joy, and feel that prosperity consciousness continually flowing through you throughout the day. Don't give power to the outer world appearances by dwelling on lack and limitation. Handle the situations in your life as an objective observer, always knowing that regardless of what is occurring at this moment in your life, the supply of God is limitless, and the abundance of God is on its way to you through the natural flow of God's abundance and the laws of prosperity. Make positive affirmations daily about your prosperity. Join me now in some of these affirmations as we begin integrating this process through all levels of our consciousness. Breathing in deeply, go within to the divinity of your heart. I am prosperity. I let go of the misconception that anyone or anything can withhold from me all that this abundant universe has for me now. I am an open door, and all kinds of riches are flowing to me now. I am an irresistible magnet with the power to draw to myself the supply of all good things according to the thoughts, feelings, and mental pictures I continually hold in my consciousness. I realize that I am responsible for my life situations, and I have the power to create whatever I wish in my life. As of this moment, I choose to create for myself a life of health, success, happiness, and prosperity. I know that this universe is filled with God's abundance, and I accept these riches into my life now. I choose limitless abundance for myself and for all humanity, manifesting now with the highest good for all concerned. I know that all of my needs will be perfectly met at all times. Rapid changes in all aspects of my life are now flowing into my heart and mind. I now open my mind to the unlimited resources of the universe. All of my financial affairs are now in perfect divine order. I love doing my work, and I am richly rewarded, both creatively and financially. I give my love, my gifts, my all. And as I give, so shall I receive. I am therefore rich, well, and happy now. I am prosperity. Breathing in deeply and returning your attention to the room, I'd like now to share with you another very important factor in attaining financial freedom. As I have stated, the twofold activity of the universe is radiation and magnetization. Give and take. When working with natural law, there must always be a balance of these two activities. For every cause, there is an effect. For every action, there must be a reaction. God has given us our gift of life, the electronic light substance that beats our physical heart and allows us to think, move, breathe, and live in the physical plane. In addition to this gift of life, God has provided us with everything we need to sustain our physical bodies. We have the sun, water, air, food, and material for clothing and shelter. We have chosen to live in a society, and we use money to purchase our bodily needs at the present time. But even without money, God has already provided everything we need to exist on this planet. This is our gift of life, and we have accepted it, used it, and benefited from it. Now, the universal law is that we must balance that gift of life. Now we must give something back to God in return for this gift of sustenance. This is the natural give and take of the universe. And when we comply with this law, we open ourselves up to the limitless abundance of God. What is happening at the present time is that we are spending our money on the basics that God has already provided for us, such as food, water, clothing, shelter. In order to activate the limitless flow of God's abundance, we must not just give back to the universe to pay for the things that God has already provided for us for free. We must simply give money to pay for the services, if we simply give money to pay for the services that the universe has already provided for us, then it's like not giving anything back to God at all for our gift of life. Consequently, we hold ourselves in a pattern of lack and limitation, and we only draw to ourselves the minimum that we need to survive. The key to our financial freedom is that we must give back to God in loving gratitude, energy, more than just the money we spend on our bodily needs. This does not mean just spending more money on things that we want or enjoy, but rather it means giving money back to God in gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life. In just stating that statement, I already feel the resistance, and I can hear the laments. I don't even have enough money to pay my bills. How do you expect me to give money away? But that's just that old entity of fear cropping up. Just for a moment, set that aside and listen to the following information with an open mind. The application of this natural law is vitally important, and it is the key to our financial freedom. I'll state that again, that the natural law of the universe is give and take. God has given, and we have taken. God has given us life, and we have accepted it in the form of our electronic light energy, our life force, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we consume, our clothing and shelter. Now, being subject to this natural law, we must give something back in return for this gift of life. The fact that we have accepted this gift of life from God and have chosen to be in the physical body means that on a higher level, through our superconscious mind, our I Am presence, we have agreed to this contract. If we had refused to accept this gift of life, knowing that we were going to have to give something back in return, we simply would not have been allowed to come into the physical plane. Obviously, we're here, so we agreed to accept this gift. In other words, very simply, we have danced to the music, and now it's time to pay the fiddler. Throughout history, world religions have been trying to get this fact across to us by having us tithe, which in their mind means giving a tenth of our income to the church. In my personal experience, the reasons for tithing were never explained very clearly, and there was always such a pressure from the head of the church that it never seemed like a free will gift that we were giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life, but rather it felt just like another bill or obligation that we had financially. Because of this attitude, tithing usually doesn't have the effect of opening us to the flow of God's abundance. The attitude, motive, and spirit with which we give this money back to God is the most important thing about our gift. Our motivation must be that this is money that we are giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. We are giving this money back in gratitude for all that God has given us in the way of our life force, food, water, clothing, sunlight, air, and material for clothing and shelter. It is certainly true that we can give all kinds of things back to God to repay for our spiritual obligation. We can give love, time, service, joy, work, and all kinds of things that add to the light of the world and to fulfill this obligation of giving back for our gift of life. But the important thing for us to really understand is that like attracts like. So if we want to increase the money in our lives, it's important for us to give away money. We can give this gift of money or energy back to God in a multitude of different ways. Remember, there is no mocking natural law. So this gift must always work for the betterment of the planet with absolutely no strings attached. It must sincerely be from our heart a gift of love that we're giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. If we give this money to our children so that it won't be too far away from us and it'll still be in the family, then that's contaminated and doesn't have the authentic reason that we need. If we give it to someone to manipulate them or to make them feel obligated to us, then that doesn't count as our gift of love. If we give it to the dealers in Las Vegas or any other gambling activity that we're expecting to win a bundle on, that doesn't count. We must give the money away, expecting nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing that we give it to, other than we expect them to use it for the highest good of all concerned to add to the light of the world. But the wonderful thing about this gift is that money is energy. And when we send energy out in this way, it expands and returns to us, gratefully manifesting over what we originally greatly magnified over what we originally sent out. Even though we expect nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing that we give it to, we do expect something in return from God and the universe, the natural flow of God's abundance. The general rule that has been applied throughout time is that if we will give as little as 10% of our wealth back to God in gratitude for our gift of life, we will have such a flow of abundance in our lives that we won't be able to handle it all. This 10% is not part of our cost of living. It's not just 10% of what we use to pay for our bodily expenses, but it is over and above what we use to survive. It is a love offering for our gift of life. If we stop and think about that just for a moment, we give waiters and waitresses a 20% gratuity. Is it too much to ask to give 10% back to God for our gift of life? Whom we choose to give our money to should be our decision. We should not allow ourselves to be pressured into giving money to people or organizations that we don't fully support. That interferes with our ability to really believe and know that this is our free will gift of love that we're giving back to God. And when we have that feeling of pressure or being manipulated, it blocks our flow. Our money can be given to all different types of things. It can be given to spiritual institutions, organizations that we feel are teaching people how to improve the quality of their lives, scientific research, universities and learning institutions, organizations for music and the arts, charities, needy families, environmental protection organizations, animal rights organizations, human rights organizations, or any other constructive activity that we would like to support. What I encourage people to do is to just take a moment and go within your heart and say to yourself, if I had no financial limitation and I was just infinitely wealthy and I wanted to add the greatest light to this planet, what would I support and what would I be contributing my money to? For those of you who are still experiencing resistance and a feeling that there's no way I can possibly afford to do that, please understand that we don't have any choice in this matter. We have already accepted our gift of life and utilized our gift of life. The universal law is that now we must balance that gift of life by giving something back to God. And we have to do this in one way or another. It is natural law, and we're subject to this natural law. Unfortunately, because of our lack of understanding about this law, the large majority of people are giving their energy back through drudgery and suffering and the sweat of the brow, working long, difficult hours for a meager existence. This agony is one of the ways of giving energy back to God, but it is certainly not the best way or the most enjoyable way, and by no means the most constructive way. even though we may have made this choice to remain in a state of drudgery at a subconscious level, it is still our own free will choice. Consequently, we now have the absolute free will to change our method of repayment to God. In order to open to the flow of limitless abundance in our lives, we must freely give money back to God for the things other than just covering the expenses of our bodily needs. The most painless way and the most profitable way is a method that I refer to as seed money. Through seed money, we deliberately give back to the universe, knowing that it will expand and expand on its return to us. This is money that we give away to any activity, organization, or institution or person of our choice with no strings attached, knowing that these people or these situations or these organizations are going to use the money to add to the light of the world. We expect nothing in return from them, but we do expect that the natural law of the universe will expand that money at least tenfold on its return to us. It's important that we understand clearly that we don't expect anything from the recipient of our money, but we do expect the flow of abundance from God, the source of all life, to flow into our lives. To activate the flow of abundance, we need to consciously put our attention on it with our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. We need to know and accept that this is a scientific law. As we give our money away in loving gratitude for our gift of life, we must consciously claim our tenfold return. As an example, if we give $100 away, we must consciously say to ourselves, I am receiving $1,000 from the infinite flow of God's abundance with the highest good of all concerned, accepting that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that money is on its way back to us. When we say with the highest good of all concerned, we eliminate any concept that the money would be used or abused any part of life. We must never be willing to attain prosperity at the expense of anyone else, and it will eliminate the possibility of negative interference. If we try to do things at the expense of other people or for our own selfish avenues, that money will explode in our faces. I know from outer appearances it seems as though many people have attained wealth by being dishonest and stepping on people along the way. But I assure you, the universal law is that we cannot take anything away from anybody else without something being taken away from us. We have often heard that people spend the first 40 years of their life acquiring their fortunes and the next 40 years spending their fortunes to try to regain their health. That is a graphic example of the accuracy of the law when the wealth is acquired through unethical means. So after we've claimed our tenfold return, we must feel gratitude for that gift. Gratitude opens the door to God's abundance, and it is an indispensable catalyst for our tenfold return. Our return can come through totally unexpected ways. So just remember that with your seed money, the tenfold return is expected, but the means of that return is unexpected. Through the proper application of this law, our proper prosperity is assured and can be limited only by our lack of consistency. The supply of the universe is limitless, and it flows into our lives daily and hourly as long as we don't block it with our poverty consciousness. So work with the violet flame to transmute all concepts and beliefs of poverty consciousness. Begin tithing and opening up with your love offerings to the universe in appreciation for your gift of life. And begin expecting the natural flow of God's abundance into your life right here and right now. Experiment with that this week. And when we have our program together and our time together next week, we will build and expand on this concept of creating infinite abundance in our lives. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. and I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. If you would like to contact me or to have more information about the information that's been given to us by the beings of light, there are books and tapes and CDs that are available, as well as many articles that are free. You can sign up for our free monthly email article. My website is www.eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A-O-F-P-E-A-C-E, eraofpeace.org. Please join us again next week for another Global Activity of Light. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.